I wanted to share this morning, quiero platicar por casi dos horas, about 2 hours today. Well, you guys are here. Ustedes están aquí. Vosotros se fueron a pescado y ahora están, tú estás aquí. So 2 horas no es nada. 2 hours isn't nothing, you know, when you're here. But what I want to do this morning, quiero platicar esta mañana, es quiero platicar que el Señor nos quiere que damos una vida que está lleno. That God wants every single one of us to have a full life.
Hallelujah.
God never intended us as His children to be in a position where we're in lack or we don't have a full life. El Señor quiere que nosotros no vivimos nuestra vida que tenemos que no está, la vida está llena. God wants us to have a full life. Amen. Él quiere que la vida está llena. So, voy a hacer algo. I'm going to make something today for you que estoy muy famoso que hacer. I'm going to make something I'm really famous for. I'm going to make my famous fruit salad. Voy a hacer mi ensalada de fruta para ustedes hoy. And what we're going to see is we're going to see how we consider the things that I put inside my fruit salad. Vamos a ver esas cosas que pongo aquí en mi ensalada, how we can tie them into our life and what God wants us to do to have a full life.
Yes.
Que podamos hacer que hay unas cosas que el Señor quiere que nosotros hagamos. How do we do? Los hago para tener una vida llena. So, primero vamos a ver aquí. So, go ahead and go to the next slide. So, why don't people have a full life? ¿Por qué la gente no tiene una vida llena? Y aquí dice la Biblia, in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, it says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. And do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So can somebody read that in Spanish for me? Anybody have a Spanish Bible? ¿Alguien tiene una Biblia en español para leerlo? Porque yo no puedo leer mucho en español, pero sí puedo platicar poquito en español. So Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. ¿Alguien tiene una Biblia en español para Maxine? Did you wake up, Maxine? All right. Go ahead. Léelo, por favor. ¿Sí puedes? Yo no puedo leer mucho en español. I can't read a whole lot in Spanish, okay? I actually passed a college course where I had to read and I had to understand and answer questions, but I barely passed it, okay? So, yeah, cinco uno, por favor. So the reason why a lot of us don't experience a full life is because we live our life in bondage. Nosotros no tenemos una vida que está llena porque hay algunas cosas que nos entra a la vida que los dejamos que se está ahí y no tenemos una vida llena. So that's why. So what we have is when we live our life in the yoke of bondage, we'll find ourselves not living a full life. Si nosotros vivimos la vida con, how do you say bondage? How do you say it? Si vivimos nuestra vida así, no vamos a tener una vida llena. ¿Sí? Si te re está bien. If you laugh, it's okay. One of the things we have to know about our lives is this next slide right here. Go to the next slide, please. That John 10:10 tells us this. El viva en... Nos dice este, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But I have come that you might have life and have it to the full. Amen. See, that's God's plan. Este es que el Señor quiere en nuestra vida que nosotros tenemos una vida que está llena. Now, one of the things we have to see here, una de las cosas que vamos a ver aquí, it's not God who brings the yoke of bondage. No es el Señor que trae las cosas de nuestra vida que no son buenos, but it's the enemy. He's the one that brings it. Él es que los trae en la nuestra vida. Es el, how do you say the enemy?
Enemigo.
No tu amigo, el enemigo, okay? No tu amigo, pero el enemigo. So as we see this here, we see that God's design is for us to have a full life. Vemos aquí que el Señor quiere que nosotros tenemos una vida llena. So how do we get to that full life? ¿Cómo nosotros llegamos a tener la vida que está llena? Next slide, please. So este hombre aquí, Forrest Gump. Anybody know who Forrest Gump is? And Forrest Gump made this famous statement. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Now, voy a ver si puedo decirlo en español. Bueno, este hombre dice este, que la vida es como una caja de chocolates. No sabes qué vas a agarrar o qué vas a comer. And is that really the way God wants us to live our lives? ¿Es eso como el Señor quiere que nosotros vivamos la vida? That we don't know what's going to happen. That we don't know what we're going to get. Que no sabemos qué vamos a agarrar o cómo vamos a vivir. Is that the way really God wants it? I'm going to tell you that that's not the way God wants it. El Señor no quiere que nosotros vivamos la vida así. Que, no, más o menos no vamos a hacer qué vamos a, cómo vamos a vivir o qué vamos a agarrar o algo así. No, God doesn't want us to live our life that way. So going into the next slide. So what I want to talk about this morning is I want to talk about a recipe for a full life. Now, my mom told me how to say recipe. How do you say it, Mom?
Receta.
What's that? Receta. Receta? ¿Así no se dice receta? So, I want to talk about a recipe for a full life. Una receta para una vida que está llena. So, I got a couple of people up here. Tenemos unos dos personas aquí. Go ahead and give me the next slide. First of all, este persona aquí, Emerald. Y estos dos que van a estar aquí, the two people that are here are very famous chefs. Son muy, muy famoso en el cocinado. Y el primero es S.I. From Louisiana. And he had a show on TV, estaba en la televisión. Y si quieres hacer algo que él hace, if you want to make a dish, quieres hacer un plato que él haga, you have to follow the pattern. You have to follow the ingredients. So if he's going to tell you to make a dish and then ask for one cup of sugar, si él te pregunta que pones una, how do you say cup? Una taza de azúcar y pones 10, you put 10 cups of sugar, it's not going to come out right. So again, if you're going to cook like him, if you're going to cook one of his recipes, you've got to follow the pattern. Now this next one is really famous as well. Does anybody know who he is? The Swedish chef off of the Muppets? There's a few people in my church knew it. A veces unas personas en mi iglesia que saben quién es. Pero también, if you want to make something like he makes, you got to follow the pattern. Necesitas a seguir la receta. How do you say it? Okay, yeah. I'm trying, okay? I'm trying, Pastor. So, go ahead and give me the next slide. So what I want to do this morning, quiero hacer esta mañana, quiero hacer mi famoso, my really famous fruit salad. Esa es de mi esposa. Pero si quieres hacer esta, necesitas poner todo que yo voy a poner. If you want to follow the recipe like I'm going to make it, you have to follow it the way I design it. So the first thing, la primera cosa que haces que voy a hacer, mi famoso fruit salad. So primero, la primera cosa que tenéis, y vamos a ver estas cosas aquí, que no vamos a ponerlo aquí para hacerlo, pero también vamos a ver que en la Biblia, el Señor nos da unas cosas para poner en la vida, para tener una vida llena. God's going to show us in His Word that the recipe is just like my recipe for what I'm going to be making. You know, if there's certain things in the Word that we put into our life, we will experience a full life. So the first thing in my recipe, la primera cosa en mi receta, así no, bueno, is fruit. Aquí. Now I like the one in heavy syrup. Okay? Now, yo me gusta este que tiene mucha azúcar. Now, I know what's happening right now. Three people are judging me. How come I'm not using fresh cream, okay? Tres personas van a decir por qué no está usando, how do you say fruit? Fruta. ¡Ay, no, mijo! ¿Por qué no está haciendo este fruta que está fresco y no en una, and not in a can? ¿Sabes qué? ¿Por qué estoy usando este? Porque es mío. Bueno, es mío. Así no lo es. So.
No.
So the first thing in our life, to experience a full life, just like the first thing that I put in here with my fruit salad is fruit, the first thing in our life is this right here. We have to accept Jesus. La primera cosa que tenemos a estar en nuestro, a tener en nuestra vida, que para tener una vida que está full, llena, es que tenemos a aceptar Jesucristo. Because that's where everything starts. Everything in our life begins with a relationship with God. Todo en la vida comienza con un de Jesús. And the Bible says here, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that everyone believes in him would not perish but have eternal life. Amen. If you want to experience a full life, you've got to accept Jesus into your heart. Mm-hmm. There's no other. Si quieres una vida que está llena, necesitas aceptar el Jesucristo en nuestra vida. Amen. And just like I talked about earlier, you know, we may see different people that we live around. Podemos saber algunas personas que conocemos, and they may seem like they have everything. Y se piensa que tienen todo. They have money, tienen dinero. They have cars, tienen trocas y todo. They have a big house, tienen una casa bien grande. But that doesn't mean that they have a full life. Eso no dice que tienen una vida llena. The only way we can have a full life is by starting with accepting Jesus in our heart. And the only way that we can do it is to accept Jesus into our heart. So the primary ingredient in my fruit salad is fruit. La primera cosa que yo tengo en mi ensalada de fruta es fruta. El segundo es aquí. Cool Whip. The second ingredient is Cool Whip. Not just any Cool Whip, but it's got to be the creamy Cool Whip. So here we go. Poquito más. No. Not yet, it doesn't have everything. But the second ingredient in my fruit salad is whipping cream. And the second ingredient in your life, if you want to have a life to the full, is you got to have the power of the Holy Spirit living in you.
Yes.
Si quieres otra vez tener una vida que está llena, necesitas tener el poder del Espíritu Santo en nuestra vida. Because if you look around, things are not getting better. Cuando miramos a todas las cosas que están en the news y todo eso, no está más bueno, but it's getting worse. And so we need something in our life to help us. And that's the power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says this, but when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you will receive power and you will tell people about me everywhere.
Amen.
So you can't live this life by yourself. No puedes estar en esta vida solo. Necesitas el Señor y necesitas el poder del Espíritu Santo.
Amen.
You cannot live your life alone by yourself. You need to have Jesus in your life and you need to have the power of the Holy Spirit in
Amen.
Your life.
Amen.
Because the Holy Spirit will help you do things that you never thought you'd do. El Espíritu Santo te va a ayudar para hacer cosas que no podías hacer. It's going to help you with your children. Nos va a ayudar con nuestros niños y niñas. It's going to help you with your job. Te va a ayudar con donde trabajas. It's going to help every single part of your life. Va a ayudar con todo.
Amen.
El Espíritu Santo. Amen?
Amen.
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 So that's the second thing right here. And I forgot to tell you, I'm going to give you guys an opportunity to taste it at the end. I'm going to get some little cups, and I'm going to let you guys taste it at the end. I'm telling you,
Your lips will never walk again, okay? But this is the best fruit salad you've ever had. Este es el más mejor ensalada de fruto que vas a tomar. The best one, okay? So that's my second ingredient. Again, likewise, the second ingredient, go back one. The second ingredient is the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, I didn't bring a knife or anything. Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
Let me see your knife. So the third thing in my fruit salad that makes my salad the best is fresh fruit. Enough fruit, though. So this is to satisfy all you people that think I should be using fresh fruit. Okay, this is some banana, okay? Mira. Qué bueno. Hey! Tengo hambre. So the third thing is fresh fruit, bananas. Just like in our life, the same way, the third thing that we can use to have a full life is we have to be people of the Word. Necesitamos hacer gente que lean la Biblia. The Bible holds the key to every single part of your life. Todo que necesitas en nuestra vida, ahí está en la palabra del Señor. And it can't be just what happens here on Sunday morning. No es nomás que pase aquí con el pastor que te enseñe la Biblia. Necesitas leerlo cada día. Yes. It's got to be a daily thing that you
Amen.
Do.
Amen.
It's got to be a daily thing. I'm doing a one-year Bible reading. And I think I'm about 220 as far as a day or whatever. I started a little late. But going through the entire Bible in 1 year. Now, reading the Bible is good. Leyendo la Biblia es bueno. Muy bien. But we have to be studying the Word as well. We have to be students of the Word. No más necesitamos leerlo para estudiarlo también. Because I can read something, like a recipe, but unless I study it, I'll never know what it really is meant to bring out. Yo puedo leer algo, pero si no lo estudio, no voy a saber qué me quiere decir. And that's what we got to do. We got to be people of the Word. Daily intake. Nuestro pastor, como dos años pasado, how do you say challenge? Like he challenged us. How do you say that? Yeah. Como dos años pasado, en nuestro pastor ahí en Cheyenne, Wyoming, nos dice, ¿qué? Cada día a leer la Biblia. Daily intake of the Word of God. And that's why it's so critical. It's so critical. Has anybody ever had to study for school? Remember going to school? ¿Te acuerdas cuando fuiste a la escuela? Y como necesitas a leer, estudiar, to be able to pass your class? How much more do we need to study and learn the Word of God to pass our life? Nosotros necesitamos estudiar la Biblia no para como una clase, pero para la nuestra vida. To have a full life, to pass our life. Because you're going to go through challenges.
That's right.
And it's interesting to me that people think that just because you become a Christian, you're never going to have another challenge again. Algunas personas dicen que cuando ya tienes a Jesucristo en tu corazón, ya todo va a estar bien y no vas a estar una how do you say, a problem? Una problema ni nada. No, no, no. También, and Jesus himself said, Jesucristo nos dice que vamos a tener problemas en la vida. Pero esos que no tienen el Señor, nomás tienen themselves. Nosotros que tenemos el Señor para ayudarnos. Those people that don't have Jesus in their life, that's all they have is their self. But we have Jesus living on the inside of us.
Amen.
And that's why we can be successful and we can have a full life. So, isn't that looking good?
Amen.
¿Alguien? ¿Alguien tiene hambre? ¿Uno de los jóvenes? ¿Any of the youth? We're not done yet. So the next thing is, I like to put in mind, ¿cómo le dicen cacahuates? ¿Asina? Nueces, nueces, sí. Asina. So, ¿alguien no puede tomar estos? Aquí. Anybody have an allergy to nuts? Good, because I'm going to put them in there anyway. Okay.
Lo voy a poner aquí.
Bueno, más poquito. Asina. Me gustan los nueces mucho. Y sabes que estamos, we were talking last night. Estamos hablando a esta noche, a noche en la casa de mi mamá. Y les dijimos que no tenemos donetes, no tenemos cookies. ¿Cómo se dice?
Donuts.
Bueno, así no. No tenemos donuts. No tenemos candy. O nada en la casa de nosotros. No tenemos. Hasta leche no tenemos. El única vez que compramos leche, the only time we buy milk is when our grandkids come. Los nietos, cuando ellos vienen a la casa, no, así nomás compramos leche. No tenemos leche. Pero nueces tenemos muchos. Como cinco de diferentes. Porque nos gusta eso. So como aquí, mira. Just like this. Man, that is looking good. ¿Tiene alguien? ¿Tiene alguien? ¿Está bien? No, estamos. We're not done yet. So the next thing we need is, again, we need to be a person of worship. If we're going to have a full life, we not only have to accept Jesus in our heart, we not only have to be people of the Word, we not only have to be people of prayer, but we got to be people of worship. Necesitamos a ser unas personas que, how do you say worship again? Alabamos al Señor. Y again, no más en el domingo, no más. Not just on Sunday. Worship should be something you do every single day. Alabamos al Señor cada día de nuestra vida. Now, worship is not just singing. Alabanza no es cantando nomás. But just having our mindset on who God is and the goodness of God. Tenemos la mente en el Señor y qué bueno es nuestro Señor. One of the things that I love a lot with my sister is she's always posting stuff on Facebook about the Lord. Mi hermana aquí está poniendo frases, unas cosas en Facebook. ¿Sabes qué es en Facebook? No sé qué voy a hacer en español. Pero cada día ella pone cosas del Señor. Ay, para podemos leerlos. I really appreciate that. I appreciate the way my sister puts on scriptures and different things about the Word. Como ella pone cosas del Señor ahí en Facebook para leerlo. She puts a lot of pictures of her dog, too. También a su, how do you say dog? Su perrito también lo pone mucho ahí también, pero pone muchas palabras del Señor ahí en el Facebook. Y sabes qué? Tenemos a alabar al Señor. Y nomás cantar. Pero tenemos a ser unas personas que alabamos al Señor, que pensamos de Él cada día. Que Él está en la mente cada día. Cuando estoy manejando, when I'm driving my truck, I'm thinking about the Lord. Estoy pensando del Señor. Cuando estoy en el trabajo, when I'm at work, estoy pensando del Señor. When I'm asleep at work, it's about the only time I don't think about the Lord. Cuando yo, no, I don't sleep at work, okay? Pero necesitamos a pensar el Señor, alabar al Señor. The next thing, ahora es, mira, así. Ahora es, mi esposa le gusta no le gusta. My wife doesn't like marshmallows.
Nope.
But I do. So again, nomás poquito. Así no es. So the next thing we have to put into our life for a full life is again be a person of prayer. Necesitamos orar. We got to be a person of prayer, and it can't just be when we're in trouble.
Amen.
No necesitamos nomás orar cuando está algo que es un problema. Prayer should be, again, a daily thing that we do. Al orar es que nosotros necesitamos cada día
ahora. Because see, prayer is just talking to God. Prayer is just communicating with God. Cuando oramos, nomás estamos hablando con el Señor. Y Él habla también a nuestro corazón. ¿Qué quiere decir esa día o algo así? No. What He wants to tell us that day or for that week or whatever. Now, ¿cuántos están casados? How many of you are married? How many of you are happy you're married? Okay. ¿Cuántos
están? Better be the same.
¿Cuántos que ustedes nomás hablan de tu esposo o tu esposa una vez al día y luego ya no? How many of you only speak to your spouse just one time and that's it? How many of you wish your spouse would only speak to you one time a day? No. ¿Sabes qué? Cuando estamos casados, when we're married, communication is so much a part of who we are. Hablando con nosotros, con tu esposa o tu esposo, está muy important. Para hacer. Por eso, you find out about each other, right? So how many of you, before you got married, knew everything about your spouse? ¿Cuántos que antes que se casaron ya sabías todo de tu esposo o tu esposa? No. Lo aprendemos de hablar y vivir juntos. We learned it by talking. We learned it by sharing with one another. That's the way we learn. The same exact thing when it comes to our Heavenly Father, being a person of prayer, that's what we learn about the Father's heart. He opens up the Word. Cuando oramos, podemos a saber que el Señor en la Biblia también que nos quiera enseñar. What He wants to show us. But communication is so important. So the next thing I have, the last thing I put in mind, is I put coconut. Mm-hmm. ¿Cómo se dice? ¿Coconate? ¿Cómo? Así no me la van a decir. I love coconut. Have you ever noticed that the older you get, the lower the ground gets? ¿No sabes que cuando, how do you say older? Lo ponemos más. How do you say it?
Cuando
estamos más viejos, the ground gets lower. Se pone más para abajo. So. Coconut? Anybody like coconut?
Yes.
Mm. Más poquito again. And I'm telling you, I am famous for this fruit salad. You guys don't know how lucky you are that I'm sharing this recipe with you. Hopefully you're taking notes. But hopefully when you make it, you'll give me the credit, okay? Don't be using my fruit salad and not giving me the credit. But there we have it. Little coconut. The last thing we need is we got to be a person that gives.
Amen.
We got to be a person that's willing to give. And a lot of times when we think about giving, necesitamos hacer personas que le damos para atrás al Señor. And a lot of times when we think about giving, we just think about this, right? We think about money. Cuando decimos que vamos a dar para atrás al Señor, nomás pensamos del dinero. But how many of you know that it's every single part of our life that we've got to give back to God?
Right.
Every single part of our life. Es toda la vida que necesitamos dar para atrás para el Señor.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just money. In fact, the scripture here, Proverbs 11:25 says, a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed themselves.
Hallelujah.
You know, one of the things that I know it's a challenge in every church is to, and hopefully I don't step on toes, pero sabes que en toda la iglesia, si nosotros tenemos una iglesia que tiene como, what, about 200 people, honey, 250 people? Como 250 casinas. And we face the same challenges as every church does. The struggle to get people to serve. Nosotros sí, en la iglesia también, nosotros que tenemos como 250, tenemos una, how do you say, you fight with? Or a la gente que sirven en la iglesia. The people serve in the local church. How many of you know that Pastor James and his wife can't do everything in the church?
Amen.
El pastor y su esposa no pueden hacer todo en la iglesia. But sadly, a lot of times, they're the ones that are doing everything.
a lot of churches, their pastors, I read something one time, and I want to say it was, I think it was 2,000. 2,000 pastors leave the ministry every day. 2,000. Yo leí algo una vez que 2,000 pastores se dejan a ser pastores cada día en los Estados Unidos. 2,000. And I can probably bet that a lot of that is probably because they feel overwhelmed. Yeah. Not because they don't love people. No dejan las iglesias porque no tienen, no aman a las personas. That they don't love to serve, no quieren servir. But a lot of times, it's because they just get overwhelmed and tired. Porque se ponen, que hacen todo. And we can do so much for our pastors by being people who are willing to serve. Yeah. Nosotros podemos dar a hacer mucho para nuestros pastores. Si podemos, si decimos a nosotros que vamos a servir, we're going to serve them any way we can. Now, that doesn't mean you have to do everything. No es que necesitas hacer todo, pero hace algo. You don't have to do everything, but do something.
Amen.
I'm gonna really need somebody's help in saying this. I brag to our church about you guys all the time. Yo le digo a nuestra, a la iglesia que nosotros estamos ahí en Cheyenne, de ustedes todo el tiempo. Because one of the things that I know about this church, when there's a need in somebody's family, the church comes together. Yo sé que esta iglesia, cuando hay alguien en la iglesia que necesita algo, alguien se, how do you say, dies? What's that? Cuando alguien muere o algo así, o alguien está enfermo, the church comes together and helps. La iglesia se juntan y ayudan a una persona aquí, en el centro. En esta iglesia aquí. Y yo les digo, en mi iglesia ahí en Cheyenne, que ustedes están muy buenos a hacer eso. Y ese es, it's a good thing that you guys have such a willing heart. Que quieren ayudar. It's so good. If every single one of us would understand this, can you imagine what would we get done for the kingdom?
Mm-hmm.
Si nosotros sabemos qué importante es para hacer una persona que da algo al Señor como en la iglesia, you could do so much.
Mm-hmm.
We could do so much. So there you have it. The recipe for a full life, there it is right there. Mira, ahí está. ¿Quieren alguien? ¿Tiene hambre? No, está muy bien. But just like following a recipe, cuando vamos a hacer algo así y tenemos a poner las cosas que van ahí, if we let anything in there that isn't supposed to be there, it'll ruin the recipe. Si ponemos algo en aquí que no se pone a estar ahí, pues ya no está bueno. It's not good anymore. So, and now, I love these. I love these. Vienna sausages. Oh, I love these. Yo puedo comer todo este así. Me gusta mucho. But if I put it in my salad...
Why? She says, why?
Hola, ¿quiere algo? ¿Uno de los jóvenes? One of you young people, come on up. I did the same thing in my church. I had like 8 teens come up and they ate it. I ate it too. But I like Vienna sausages. But when we allow something in there that's not supposed to be there, cuando ponemos algo, ay, que no se pone hasta ahí, ya no está bueno, it's not good anymore. So again, just like we have a recipe for a full life, el Señor nos da las cosas que tenemos en la vida, que para tener una vida que está lleno, tenemos cosas también que no. Si lo ponemos en la vida, no vamos a tener una vida que está llena. Sin pecado. Fear, para tener temor. Ok. that, you know, and that's probably a big one for a lot of people. I'm afraid of what's going to happen. Tengo miedo o temor que va a hacer o cómo va algo va a pasar. We have fear in our life. We have fear of stepping out and doing something new. Tenemos un how do you say fear again? Temor para hacer algo nuevo por el Señor. Cuando el Señor nos habla a hacer algo, tenemos temor porque qué? No sé qué voy a cómo se va a poner todo. I don't know how everything is going to come out. You know, pride. How do you say pride? Yeah. Idolatry. How do you say idolatry? I did, but I can't remember because I have my tablets off. But one of the things I want to talk about, I'm going to sit here on idolatry real quick. Now, I'm not talking to you guys. Voy a platicar por este un poquito. It's because you guys are in church. Ustedes están aquí. But there's a lot of things that are playing for our time. Hay muchas cosas que va que quiere robar el tiempo. Tenemos familia, tenemos a trabajar y todas estas cosas. Y alguien dice, porque hay muchas personas ahora que no están en la iglesia hoy, no están aquí, porque ahí están que todas esas cosas que tienen. There's a lot of people that aren't in church today because of stuff. And again, I'm going to step on some toes, and I got to step on mine as well. Well, Pastor Gil, I just got a brand new boat and a trailer. I got to take it to the mountains and go have some fun. See? Dicen que, oh, mira, yo tengo how do you say boat? Un barco nuevo y tengo una trailer nuevo. Quiero ir a las montañas. Did you know that there's 168 hours in a week? Hay 168 horas en una semana. And just about every church that I know is 2 hours. That's 1.1%. 1.1% del tiempo que estamos en la iglesia, en las horas que están en una semana. Only 1.1%. But yet we have a hard time finding a way to come to church. Pero tenemos, no tenemos tiempo para venir al servir al Señor en la iglesia. En el sábado o el domingo. 1.1%. Now, I'm not against people going on vacation and having fun. Gente, necesitamos a tener, you know, vacaciones y todo así, ¿no? But when we make it a pattern, I've got this nice boat, I've got this nice trailer, I got to go to the mountains, I got to go have fun. You don't understand, Pastor Gil, I work hard all week. We all work hard all week. Nosotros todos tenemos trabajar duro en una semana. But just 2 hours, 1.1% of our time to come to church. 1.1%. We have a trailer. Nosotros tenemos una trailer para ir a las montañas. We have a trailer. And nosotros, we can only miss 3 Sundays a year. Nosotros, porque estamos pastores en la iglesia ahí en Cheyenne, faltar 3 domingos en todo el año que no está en la iglesia. Pero ¿sabes qué? Nosotros queremos estar en la iglesia en los domingos. We love going to church. We love going to church. Because just like we talked about earlier, it's not about us. It's about what God is doing through us in people's lives. Nosotros le gustamos mucho a ir a la iglesia. Y no más porque nosotros sabemos que no más porque no es por de yo y ella, pero es la gente que estamos ministrando en la iglesia. The people we're ministering to. The time that we spent doing nursery con los muy chiquitos. And then the children's church. Y luego los jóvenes por 9 años. Ay, 9 años con los jóvenes. But we loved it. But we figured out that it's not about us. It's about what God wants to do through us. No es por nosotros, pero ¿qué quiere el Señor hacer de nosotros? En la vida de gente.
So go ahead and give me the last slide.
So ahí está. The recipe for a full life.
Si quieres a tener una vida que está llena,
follow the recipe. Follow the recipe.
And there's a lot of other things. Hay muchas otras cosas que podemos hacer.
But this is only 6 things that we can do in our life.
Es nomás 6 cosas que podemos hacer en nuestra vida.
But I believe if we would purpose to do those 6 things, then we would live a full life.
No. Si nosotros nomás le damos esos 6 cosas, hay muchas cosas que podemos hacer en la vida por el Señor. Pero esos 6 cosas, si los damos, vamos a tener una vida llena.
We'll have a full life.
You may not have all the money that you need. Pasa que no tienes todo el dinero que necesitas. But God is faithful.
Amen.
And Dios trae las cosas que necesitamos en la vida. It might be through somebody else. Maybe you're believing God. Maybe you need extra, money for rent or whatever. God always makes a way. Si necesitas el dinero para pagar tu casa o algo así, God knows how to get things into your life.
Yes.
But again, when we make it not about us, when we make it about Him, is when we'll live a full life.
Amen.
Cuando nosotros decimos que no es porque nosotros, pero que Él quiere, vamos a tener una vida que está llena.
Amen.
And that's the key to it. That's the key to it. Follow the recipe. Read the Word in la Biblia. Look at the Word. Because God's got so many good things that He wants to bring into your life. So Dios tiene tantas cosas buenas que puede, que quiere traer a tu vida. Bueno, necesitamos, we need to be connected with Him.
Yes.
And He's a way that we get connected. So let's pray. Father, we just come before You this morning. Father, we thank You, Lord God, for this time together. And Lord, as we just looked at these few things on what we can do, Father, to live a full life. And Lord, as we looked at these few things in the recipe, Father, what we recognize that the things that we allow into our life that aren't part of the recipe that You have for our life is when we begin to struggle. But Lord, if we just keep our eyes focused on You, we can live and experience a full life.
Yes.
So we thank You for this time together, Lord, and we just praise You and we just honor You, Lord. We ask You that You would bring Pastor James and his sister and his wife back safely as they travel to take their son to college. And Lord, I pray a blessing upon this church, Father, that You would continue to bless this body of believers and You would continue to help them and encourage them, Father. And we just thank You for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.